My first thought was slightly different. I know it's easy to get confused, but that's where I would start on that. For those of you who don't know me, John Perez, runs a newly retired clergy, this diocese, and was brought up here at All Saints, campus chaplain for CSUMB, and retired from Epiphany, and served 15 years traveling with the Lutheran Church and Episcopal Church across Canada and the United States for Lent. And in fact, this is the first time that you and I have actually served together. We've been to met in high school. She doesn't remember that. She was just a few grades older and didn't, in younger classes. And I want to say that I'm kind of a little annoyed with Jesus this morning. The illustration of two blind people falling into a pit is not stuck with me. Obviously, Jesus has not heard about guide dogs in the blind. And so, me and Jesus will have to have a little talk at some point about this illustration. But this is a great point in Matthew. Matthew is kind of at a turning point here. And it is a change of attitude. Actually, it does show that Jesus can learn from the experience. I'm not sure how this lesson to me should be like in the theater stage, because the dialogue between the Canaanite woman and Jesus is she's about the best of the Gospels to go toe-to-toe with Jesus. I mean, we don't often see that, and we've heard this so many times, we often miss that nuance. But she's standing pretty firm with him. She's a person of faith, but at the same time, not quite a believer. And that may kind of sound strange to our ear, but coming from my Mediterranean culture, loyalty and faith, don't always meet certain logics that you will walk the walk and will believe, but, we still have a bit of uncertainty. She is that woman who's outside the circle. She is not part of the children of Israel that Jesus speaks to. She is the world outside. And she wants to be part of the inside. Show me, Jesus. Show me. And this is kind of where Jesus will change in Matthew a bit to pick up the nuance. But Jesus' message becomes far more wider than just being directed at the children of Israel, which he says, those lost sheep. This message carries further. And it's an important part for us to remember. Now, I want to be really careful here, because whenever I supply or visit some of the things that the priest has set me up to speak to the congregation. And when I speak to this congregation, I'm speaking to the church as a whole. So please don't try to read between the lines of any message here, other than I'm speaking to the church. Because we see in the strange dialogues here, in that first paragraph about the language and how we file things, and we see in the second part of that, this relationship with the Canaanite women, we kind of begin to realize that sometimes the language high clergy asked the curate to let the aspirant know, to have the acolytes tell the oblators to bring the oblations from the narthex, pull out the reserve, the albury. And they're slowly going to take a step back from you because they don't understand our language. And the world is kind of calling to us, saying that they want to see us because they don't understand our language, but they want to be a part of us. And they want to see us in action. This lady wants to see it in action. And we sometimes develop the attitude that if you really want to know us, then come. Come be with us, come sit with us. You will absolutely know who we are. Because once you hear the Nicene Creed, everything will be cleared. Not so. And so, this is where this message is heading. It is, she wants to see it in action. And we are called out there at this pivot point that if we want to walk in this way, we also have to demonstrate it and show it. And that's not always the easy thing, because it makes us just as vulnerable. Sometimes it's easier to stay within the language, stay within the culture, rather than be vulnerable on the outside. Because in the vulnerability, we might have failure. People might question what we do on that. And we are in a church, in a community, that does so much, and the world often doesn't see it. Whether it's All Saints and the work that it does through its outreach, or whether it's Holly and Abraham's tent, working with Jews, Muslims, and Hindus too, in that community, the world wants to see that, but that doesn't often get shared in the way that it needs to be communicated. I mean, how many of us here know within our own community that fiscal relief and development, as well as with our American partners, have built hospitals in Palestine, in the West Bank, in Gaza? We've been one of the leading medical providers. The world that we do, the work that we've done, the floods in Iowa a number of years ago, was quite remarkable. We show up in places that people didn't even realize, and they want to see that. They want to know what we are doing. We are called to do it. We need to demonstrate they want to see that. Because the language that happens within our church does not always resonate. But somebody saving lives, someone feeding the hungry, someone taking a stand, they can see. They believe in, they can trust. And it is full of pitfalls. You know, one of our challenges of American culture is we always want to know that we're going to succeed before we even try. Now, I think and for everybody here who has a master's in business, please forgive me. I work for General Electric and Raytheon. I know this tricky little part. Or in your business plan, you need to show how you're going to succeed, because failure is not an option. And one of the reasons why I like working in Canada is Canada sort of says, try it. If it succeeds, then write it down. Because we know that there's going to be a chance for failure on it. One of the things that people don't realize, as I mentioned about medical in the East, the West Bank, is I worked with Bishop Packard, and I don't think anything has changed, but you're not allowed to bring in new medical equipment into the West Bank or Gaza. You bring in used equipment, medical equipment, which means that by the time it gets there, it may not work. or if it's used equipment, it was somebody else's problem, and they're getting rid of it. And so Bishop Packard, we're trying to find parts for medical equipment in the West Bank that we've brought over. And there's a chance that that won't succeed. But they're stuck with a hunk of metal that they can't use. But we have to take the risk to try to make it happen. It might fail. It might not work. But we have the people's trust. He had the people's trust. And that people were being able to see that we were trying to make their lives better. We were trying to make it a safe place. And that's what the world wants to see. That's how they want to get to know us. They'll listen to the words. And they'll be awed by the Nicene Creed. After they see you're truly on their side and walking with them. That's an important part. We have to take risks. I often say ministry is like playing Velcro parts. Sometimes you throw things at the board and it sticks, and sometimes it doesn't. And they don't try. But the whole world sees us trying to be on their side, trying to help, trying to walk with them. So that's the invitation at this point in Matthew to pivot us to be people who not only talk the talk, but are walking the walk in a way that others will see it. It's not about being showy. It's not trying to say this is what we can do. It is trying to create a language that the world understands. That is this call of Matthew. I subscribe to the catechumen aspect of looking at Matthew. It's a spiritual journey. Matthew being the fact that the people of Jerusalem have lost their temple. They're trying to re-communicate and learn how to speak to God again by climbing the mountains. They all know the Beatitudes by heart. And they're trying to figure out a new way. And at this point, even Jesus sees that there's another way. Jesus learns from his experience with the Canaanite woman that sometimes the way to demonstrate and to show is to be visible. And it's easy for us to forget that. We don't have to look through the doors. You just have to see us out in the world. And I'm not saying that we're not doing enough out in the world. We just can't be afraid to let them know and the world see that this is who we are. So you know that Christianity has been changed by all sorts of definitions these days. But that definition of what Christianity is and the faith is still seeing the works of hands and of the heart. So I encourage you that anytime there's an opportunity to learn about what the Episcopal Church does in many ways, whether it is through what All Saints does, or through what Pauli does, or Episcopal Relief and Development does, that's the stuff that needs to be shared. You know, as Colin